tonight. James vomits on your holly. Mike plants his nuts in a flea market. And Serenity offers a tasty snack.
SurvivalPunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike. How goes it, sir?
Not too bad, you cheating hooker.
I am not a cheating hooker.
You cheating pirate hooker.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, but
podcasting,
if you're
podcasting behind my back.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, go over to podbean.com and find the Couch Potato Mike cast. The episodes are only like 5 minutes long, and I record them in my car on the way home from work.
And you can't get them on iTunes.
No, you cannot, because it's only on Podbean, because that's the only way I know how to publish any damn thing.
Yeah.
The simplest matter fucking thing. Yeah, you got to get the Podbean app.
I tried Podbean for one of our podcasts one time, and there's like file size limits, and then it cuts you off, and I'm like, ugh. Which our podcasts run fairly long, so
I don't think it's like that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, no, because I had a defunct podcast on there, and they let me do an episode that was over an hour long. So.
Oh.
Yeah, of course you record it right there on the app and everything, and you can edit it on there and all that good shit.
Yeah, I don't
know. No, but basically, yeah, no. The Couch Potato Mike cast, it's basically the ravings and ramblings of a lunatic mind. Along with everything else I'm in there, you're never going to know what the fuck you're going to expect. There's already 3 episodes up. Episode 1, the introduction. Episode 2, Trump and Pickles. And episode 3, Yakko, Wacko. And something else. I can't remember the name of my own fucking episode.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Oh,
Yakko, Wacko, Pinky, Brain, and Alice.
Who the fuck is Alice?
In Wonderland, bitch.
It's an Irish song I like. The guy keeps talking about this neighbor that he had a crush on named Alice, and the callback part of the chorus is, "Who the fuck is Alice?"
Boy, go bald. So, what do we got coming up on the show today? Well, I will tell you. It's the Summer Survival Projects and Goals Show.
Yeah. So, this will be fun, and taking part in planning this episode.
No, I have not.
But I'm sure you have things that you would like to add to it.
Oh, I bet you'll do.
We both tend to be more active outside in the summerish months.
By more active for me, it means I go outside for like 5 minutes, hither and yon.
Yeah. I mean,
I've got a pool, so I'm out there a lot more now.
There's a pool. 1 year we built the hammock grotto, various things. I have projects I want to do.
Yep.
When I have time to do them.
Right. So, yeah, this looks like it's going to be a great topic. And if you've got an idea for a great topic, please leave us a message at 615-657-9104. That's 615-657-9104. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, write us a review, and you might get a free fucking sticker.
Yeah. So I need to order more stickers.
Yeah, you need to do that.
I'm out because Matt French bought them all.
So, during the meantime, until you get, until he gets more stickers, if you rate us on iTunes and write us a good review,
Mike will give you a Catch No Mike sticker.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
What? Why not?
I'm cheap.
Yeah.
But I might let you take a dip in my pool.
There you go.
Only a 10-minute dip.
And
you have to keep all your clothes on.
You could also message me at james@survivalpunk.com.
james@survivalpunk.com. And so, yeah. Check out my show on Podbean, because apparently I'm a cheating whore.
Cheating whore, yes.
But I'm funny as hell, though.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we still record? Yeah.
Thank God.
Never know, yeah. Dude, we really need to be better about playing some disc golf. I'm having the withdrawers.
I know, dude.
The withdrawers.
I mean, hell, since the tournament back in February, we've played, what, twice?
Something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm not even sure if that counts the game of horse we did in my front yard.
Which was really fun, but yeah.
It was. Well, you know, it fucking made me shoot with my left hand.
Yeah, that was awesome.
See, that's not fair, because you learned how to fucking play with your right hand.
Right.
You jackass.
So I'm not horrible with either, really.
Still came in 1 under par on that hole.
You did.
Yeah, buddy. That's my new catchphrase, by the way. Yeah, buddy. I don't know why. Oh, I've just been in a yeah, buddy kind of mood lately.
First up is garden trees and bushes.
Garden trees and bushes?
Garden trees and or bushes.
You mean like fruit-giving shit?
Yes, or awesome. Nut-giving shit.
I gave a nut once.
Yeah.
Actually, I gave a nut at least three times.
So, yeah, it's a little late in the season, but I think we can get a few things. At this point, we can probably definitely aim for the Tennessee stays warm fairly long.
Yeah.
So
sometimes well into the fucking winter.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely going to put in some, at the end of summer, put in some Resilius family.
Resilius?
Yeah, some.
I think I met one of them once.
Yeah. Some.
Johann Resilius.
What is it? Broccoli and cauliflower grow great in the winter, so.
Oh, your niece?
Some cabbages. Yeah. I should have had another, like yep. A nephew named Cabbage.
I didn't know those growed great in the winter.
Cauliflower. Yeah, you get better tasting broccoli if you grow it in the winter.
How the fuck do you grow it in the winter? I mean, does it just naturally grow better in the colder weather?
I've seen like broccoli with like snow on it still growing.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I like a resilient vegetable.
Yeah, and I mean, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, those are pretty much some of my favorite, like Brussels sprouts. We're all talking about my favorite things to eat, really, as vegetables.
That fucking reminds me. On an upcoming episode of the Couch Potato Mitecast, I'm going to give you my keto recipe for cauliflower soup.
Yeah.
It's really good. I've made it twice. Of course, I improved upon it.
We should add a segment back in the show in the future, like the keto recipe of the day, because right now my beautiful wife in the kitchen is making...
Well, remember, we used to have that...
cauliflower potato salad?
We used to have Nutrition Punk.
Yeah. So, and people miss it, so we have to add that back.
Actually have segments.
I know I want to add in some bushes. Perfect along the fence line out there.
We have got bush.
On this side, I want to add in some, like, some berry bushes. Some blueberries, some raspberries.
What about snozzberries?
Probably some snozzberries.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
So, yeah, add in some berries out there. Maybe some... Filibert.
What the fuck's a filibert?
It's a hazelnut. Hazelnut grows as it's a hedge. It's a beautiful hedge that produces a nut.
Well, why the hell? Wait, it's a filibert. Wait,
it's, is it? There's another name for it.
They have two names?
They do have two names. And up north, apparently, they call them filiberts.
Son of a
more,
bitch.
More. Yeah.
I've been lied to my whole fucking life.
And then Serenity can make hazelnuts.
Filibert pie.
I've always wanted rhubarb pie, oddly enough. Like, I've never had it, but I've always wanted rhubarb pie.
I'm not
pie.
Even sure what the fuck a rhubarb is.
It's like purpley.
It's purpley?
Yeah, it's like a purple.
Oh, I mean, there's sweet potato pie. That's a root.
Okay, Google.
Oh, good.
Show me pictures of rhubarb.
Oh, look at this. Technology. Make a call. You're calling me. Why are you calling me? Show me pictures of rhubarb.
That's rhubarb.
That's red. It looks like red celery.
Pinky thingy, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like fucking red. Well, yeah, it kind of looks like red celery.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I don't want to try some.
I bet you do.
So, yeah, probably a little late in the season. We never look at the temperature, but I happen to see...
It's 88 degrees right now.
No. We never look at the future temperature. You and me, we're not future temperature-looking people.
Not unless we got fucking plans.
Plans, yeah. And then
we look to see... Then it's not even at the temperature. We're just looking to see if it's fucking raining that day.
I saw the forecast for the coming week is pushing triple digits this week.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking... Well,
yeah, high 90s.
The fucked up thing is, as soon as it turns summer, it cooled down a few degrees, and I can't fucking figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know.
But now it's coming back with a
goddamn
vengeance.
Yeah, because it was hot for a while, and then, like, it did cool off, and then, yeah, now it's coming back again, so...
Yep.
I think it's going to be a hot summer, so...
I'll be back.
It'll make some of my gardening plans will actually have to get pushed off to fall, like I was saying. It got too far behind, so that... I'm going to have to... Fall is when you really want to put in your trees and stuff anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And you want to go with... A lot of people like trees for an aesthetic value. And a lot of people like trees for, like, a fruit-giving value. Get a pretty tree that gives you fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know peaches grow good in Georgia. What about up here? Because that's usually a pretty beautiful tree.
I don't know.
Yeah, because peaches, they blossom really beautifully.
They do, yeah.
And orange, well, you can't really grow oranges in Tennessee. I mean, that's that is a tropical tree.
Unless
right?
you're
well,
like not Paul tropical. Wheaton, you're not going to grow citrus.
Yeah, that's fucking, yeah.
North of...
Those are beautiful trees, though. Beautiful. Oh, God, and the smell that comes off of an orange grove. Oh, yeah. It's heaven. Yeah, we drove through Orange Grove in the middle of the night, didn't even see it. We just know we were surrounded by the most wonderful smell. When we came back out of, we were driving on the way to Orlando, and when we came back out of Orlando, we realized we had driven through this orchard, I mean, this Orange Grove, and it was just like, oh, man.
We stopped at one of those orange shacks and got some oranges and shit, and they were, I don't know if I even tasted one. Now, Serenity said they were good.
Apple trees are a pretty hardy fucking tree. Those can grow damn near anywhere.
You know, I don't know if apples do great in Tennessee, because apples have a certain amount of days they have to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee doesn't get cold enough for a lot of breeds of apples. I'm sure there is some apples.
I've seen some apple trees. I mean, we used to have a pear tree in the front yard.
I have found a variety of kiwi that'll grow in Tennessee, though. I might give that a try. It's a cold, hardy kiwi, which blows your mind, because... Quote me if I'm wrong, or call me if I'm wrong, but I think I had found out that kiwi was... There's a Russian native kiwi.
What kind of what kind of temperature do you need to like have an olive tree?
Tropical.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks, because I'd love to have some olive trees.
I don't know if you can grow olives in America.
Oh, wow. I know you can grow them in Italy, but then again, that's like in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, you gotta have a Mediterranean temperature. Like, I think... If there's Greek anywhere olives. In America you can grow, it would be like Hawaii, which doesn't really count for what we're talking about here.
It's also where you grow coffee.
Or possibly the southern tip of Florida, southern tip of California, but I don't think you can grow them in either places. Avocados you can in southern California and southern Florida.
That's very true.
So yeah, that's...
Now, we've talked... Now, good God, we're like Bob Ross with the happy little trees over here. What else?
Trees, yeah.
What else
so
we got?
Outdoor
going
kitchen.
On?
So
outdoor kitchen.
Like we've just said, we're looking forward to a week of basically 96, 98 degree weather.
And the 4th of July is coming up.
By the way, I'll be on vacation. That'll be awesome.
That is
so maybe I'll do some of these projects on vacation.
Yeah, and that's in the 4th of July. That is like there's a time honored tradition of grilling out that day.
Yes, and so not just for grilling out, which is so we're talking about outdoor kitchen now. Not just for grilling out, but for the fact that if you cook in your house in the South, when it's 100 degrees outside...
It's going to be hotter than hell in there, and you're going to be sweating, and you're going to be miserable, and I'm standing over my fucking stove, and sweat's dripping on my fucking glasses, and I can't fucking stand it, because if I take my glasses off, I can't see what the fuck I'm doing.
Right.
That happens all the fucking time.
Yeah, and I just...
That grinds my gears.
It makes it so much harder to cool down your house... If you're introducing heat into your house.
Especially your fucking air conditioner doesn't work with a god fucking shit. I've got two fucking box fans in my fucking bedroom.
Off topic. I almost knocked on your window last night when I was refilling my rain barrel out there. I was like, you want me to spray out your air conditioner back
refilling
here?
Refilling your rain barrel?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Aren't you supposed to fill it with rain?
I don't have gutters yet.
Oh.
So instead of using a 5-gallon bucket inside, I use a 55-gallon bucket outside. And
I thought you lived your life in the gutter.
Yeah.
Because the gutter is who you am.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was going to be like, hey, you want me to spray out the back of these coils real quick? But,
yeah, should have.
I didn't, yeah, but okay. But, yeah, outdoor kitchen. So I want to set up a little outdoor kitchen area, maybe with, like, some thatched roofs or something. Really, like, a project that you, me, and probably every one of the kids can do is build an earthen oven. Want to do these. Like, basically use clay and, like, mud and stuff and trees to, like, build an earthen oven. And
there's definitely fucking horrible clay dirt on this fucking
There is, yeah. So, and every time damn I've ever been like, hey, kids, you want to dig a hole? Yes.
Well, of course kids want to fucking dig a hole. You might eventually get to fucking China.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, build an outdoor earthen oven and then... So on cheat day, dude, cooking a pizza in an outdoor earthen oven?
I would have never thought about fucking cooking a pizza outside.
That'll be like traditional style. Like you'll have like that good crispy crust on the bottom, baking stuff in there, cooking meats.
Maybe we can invest in a whole pig.
The dream.
Yeah.
The dream.
The fucking, you know, like have a good old fashioned pig picking.
Yeah. I'm gonna write myself a note. There's the Townsend guys that I'm big fans of on YouTube. They've got a video
Stuart
series
Townsend?
On how to build.
That was his name, Stuart Townsend. Thank you. I'm glad you said that. I've been trying to fucking think of who the hell played Lestat in the Queen of the Damned.
Yeah, Stuart Townsend.
Actually, not so much that as who played in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
That is delicious.
Mrs. Sick One is feeding the sick one. Oh, she's feeding. What is this?
It's a carp potato salad. It's cauliflower.
That's good.
It does. Can you hand me my orange energy drink?
Middle of the podcast snack bite.
That's delicious.
Yeah, no, that is good.
I'll
be taking that with me.
Want to apologize for the air conditioner noise. Like we said, it's hot.
It's a free podcast. Deal with our noise, bitch!
Yeah, and I'm not turning it off. I'll just
Jake Sully.
Edit it out.
Oh, fucking leave it in. It's the South. They expect to hear air conditioners.
But yeah, an earthen oven outside. Maybe fix up my grill or look at getting a new grill.
Explain the concept of an earthen oven to me, because I'm having trouble picturing this in my head.
Let me,
No! Say it so they can hear it, too. Not everybody's like you. Some of us are actually considerate.
So yeah, that's it.
It looks like a fish.
Basically, it's...
Oh, okay.
That's actually John Townsend. That's the
guy. Looks like a fucking igloo.
Yeah, like you basically make sort of like a dog-like igloo. Like, some videos you use bricks, some you use like, use sand and then you cover it with clay and then you pull the sand out the inside. Whatever you do, you're basically creating like an igloo type shape with clay,
mm-hmm.
and then you let it slowly dry out and come up to
temperature. How are you cooking
temperature.
That?
Interesting. So, what you do is,
it looks like there's two parts to it.
Not all of them. That's just usually like a platform just so it's up off the ground.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Just so you have like a, you know, level
area. So you got the fire in the middle there.
So yeah, what you do is, like, you start a raging fire in there. Like, you get a good fire going, like, you burn it for a while, you make a lot of, you're dumping heat into the clay mass. There's a lot of mass in this heater, and when it comes up to a proper temperature, usually like 3 or 4 hours of burning the fire.
Good God.
The fire burns out. You sweep out all the coals, you mop out the inside real quick, and then you put your stuff in there, you cover up the opening there with, you know, like a
brick. And then the radiant heat from
the radiant
clay?
Because it's like convection almost. Like, you radiate the heat back into it and bake stuff.
You know, I could cook a pizza inside in 20 minutes.
Right, but it won't be the same.
No, it'll be quicker, and I'll be full by the time your clay oven's
going. But it won't taste as good.
Couch Potato Mike here, represent.
Couch potato lazy.
You can't say couch potato lazy. The phrase couch potato is the definition of lazy.
Yeah.
They're synonymous.
But yeah, it's
alcoholic synonymous.
You use a thermal imaging. And if the apocalypse happens and your microwave is out and your oven is down, my earthen oven will still make pizzas and shit.
That guy like there, he looks like a combination of Gabriel and the Hobbit.
That's John Townsend. That's the guy I watch YouTube videos on.
He was not in Queen of the Damned.
No.
Okay.
John Townsend. But yeah, he's from Townsend's on YouTube. And he sells
marijuana?
No.
They can do that now.
When you wear old clothing as a costume.
When you wear old clothing as a, like a hobo?
No, like when you dress up as period pieces.
You mean cosplaying?
No, there's a word that's for... Reenactor. He sells reenactment clothing.
Oh, well, there you go.
Reenactment. Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you just say that in the first damn place?
So outdoor kitchen. And it'd just be nice to, like, have a spot out there to, like, hang out with on the weekends to make our meals instead of dumping the heat inside.
Yeah, every time... You see, you said outdoor kitchen. I think of all these, like, fucking mansions I've seen that have, like, this whole outdoor kitchen thing. But theirs cost, like, a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, and I'm gonna sort of... Nicely ghetto rigged one.
Ghetto?
Yeah, with some like wood stuff
and his mama stuff.
So, I'll just take have a better place to put my grill, which is sort of just in the way right now.
Yeah. We'll just take a hike.
Well, maybe somewhere. Yeah, we'll figure out someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Someplace.
I was trying to segue.
Yeah. So, go hiking.
That was
I have
a
not been
segue.
Hiking this year. Oh. This.
Fuck some hiking. Let's just walk it around in the woods.
You and your wife love to go hiking. We did 10-mile walks last year.
That's not hiking. That's walking on a greenway.
If it's in the woods, I call it hiking.
Yeah, but this was like a paved path.
Right. You know what? Honestly, I tend to prefer a lot of the off-the-path hiking spots because the grounds are softer usually. I'm standing on concrete all day.
Of course, then again, I did fucking forget my fucking inhaler at the house.
Right. A normal situation where you had your inhaler and were in, like, your walking endurance is getting back. You're doing some walking now, right?
Yeah, no, I'm doing some walking.
So this summer...
With stairs involved.
We'll be doing some hiking. There's a couple of spots I want to show my wife. I want to show you guys. Radnor Park in Tennessee is a beautiful place. Great hiking spot. Some of it's like paved, like Mike said. Some of it's off the ground. There's one brutal ass hill that Mike should probably avoid until he gets more broken in.
Broken in? What the fuck am I? A pair of shoes?
Dude, this hill is brutal. Like, it would probably murder me right now. So, is that the stakes being done? Yeah. So go hiking. Yep. Get out there. Learn. Another thing to do while you're out there is work on some math skills.
Work on your Navi skills.
Yes.
Yes, for when you go to the planet to obtain unobtainium, work on those Navi skills.
You can't quote a movie you haven't seen this many times
in a single
podcast.
I can quote anything I want.
I just watched it again recently in 3D.
Uh-huh, I'll bet you do.
So, yeah, work on your nav skills. Navigational skills. Getting around by compass and map, which I am not good with.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that, but I want to learn how to do it manually via, like, paper and compass
like
and pen
sun
and mirrors.
The stars and shit?
But, yeah, some ways like that. Like, I know the theory, but I've not really done a lot of practice with sun sticks and stuff.
Yeah, problem with that is occasionally you might be lost on a cloudy day.
Yeah, well, there's other ways. Because we both know, though, that moss only grows on the north side, right?
Yes, especially if a tree has nothing but north sides.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, especially here in Tennessee, usually if you see a tree covered in moss, it's on all sides.
Yeah, pretty fucking much.
So.
Where the fuck did that even... We looked that up before, didn't we? Where that came from? Why people would... Did we ever look that up? Why people would think...
I think we did, and I think it was just dumb old wives' tale or something. Like invaders coming into a country. It's like, how do we find your city that's to the north? Oh, the trees, north side. Yeah, moss. Totally find it, bro.
Either that or some motherfuckers found moss growing on only the north side of some trees in one spot. And like, oh, moss. Yeah, that's just as bad as my fucking theory that vultures wouldn't eat fucking dead armadillos.
I remember you came with this theory, and I think you may have said it publicly. Like, I theorize that vultures will not eat armadillos. And literally a week later, we both saw...
On the same fucking day, independently of each other, vultures eating a dead armadillo. Yeah. Well, I'd seen dead armadillos everywhere, and I'd never seen vultures chowing down on
them.
I've seen it several times since then.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
They finally figured out they could eat that.
Is it actually recording? Because it didn't look like it was.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I hit the button.
See?
Okay, good. All right, making sure.
Go fishing and eat your catch. So
go
this is go fishing. Yeah, fitting.
Fitting.
If you're Mike Tyson.
Play basketball.
So I know Serenity and Skylar both mentioned they want to go fishing. I have not been fishing in quite a while.
I have been fishing 3 times in my life, and the only thing I ever caught was a duck decoy.
I have caught several things, and I honestly can say that not an urban tale, not a myth. In the Cumberland River in Nashville, like in the Shelby Bottoms Park,
are three-eyed fish.
There's like a boat ramp going down. It used to be like the spot where we went fishing at. I pulled out a piranha.
A fucking piranha.
No fucking shit. I pulled a piranha out of there.
How the fuck does a piranha even get into the Cumberland River?
People throwing away their pet piranhas.
How the fuck does a fucking piranha even survive in the Cumberland River?
Eating shit?
Yeah, but still, they're a tropical fish. I mean, they're from the fucking Amazon.
They can probably survive a few months out of the year before they die out.
Oh, my God. I saw on this one fucking thing, this boat. It was a lifeboat from the ship that had fucking... The ship had, like, crashed and got lost at sea over in Japan. And the lifeboat had drifted all the way fucking across the Pacific Ocean, came ashore in fucking California. In that fucking boat, they found, like, 20 different fucking species of life either growing on it or just living in it because there was fucking seawater in the boat. They found fucking Japanese fish still alive in there.
Wow.
And it was funny because they tested the fish and they were younger than it. The fish that were in there were younger than the amount of time it took for that boat to get all the way over there.
They were breeding?
Which means they bred in that damn thing. This was, like, possibly third or fourth generation fish it took to fucking get all the way across the Pacific. I'm living its entire life in a lifeboat. and eating the other things that were fucking trapped in there.
Oh, my God.
How fucking nuts is that? It's like a dude said, life finds a way.
Yeah. That's their entire world, is that lifeboat full of water.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, and obviously, cooking your own fish, maybe from the Cumberland, may not be the best idea.
No, I would not fucking eat anything that came out of the Cumberland. That's a nasty river.
But
maybe
still
not
somewhere.
As bad as, like, the Ganges, but still.
Yeah. Don't people bathe in the Ganges for miracle healing properties or some shit?
Yeah, and it's the most polluted fucking river on the planet.
Yeah.
And they go in thinking they're coming out stronger. No, bitch, you're coming out with fucking every bacteria that you could have ever conceived.
Yeah. I don't really love a fish, but some fish ways love. I do enjoy fish. You know, I'm a big fan of just raw sashimi like style fish, but I don't think I would sashimi anything from the Cumberland.
No sashimi.
No.
No, no Cumberland sashimi. That's
no.
No.
That's definitely like, you want to deep fry everything from the Cumberland, so you can only taste the deep fried.
Yep. Next, what do we got? Build a fur pit.
Fire pit. This is one that...
Oh.
I
did not see the E there.
Yeah, go dyslexia for the win.
Fire pit?
I know I have wanted a fire pit for a while, and I know your wife has mentioned a fire pit, and... I think for some adult sitting around the fire pit drinking alcoholic and or non-alcoholic beverages.
In your case.
In my case, yeah. It would just be a nice relaxing spot. Maybe throw down some wooden benches out there.
Especially for the fall time. I wouldn't want to sit anywhere near a fucking fire pit this week.
I mean, well... When it gets late at night, and then put up some torches to drive off the fucking
bugs. By the time it gets late enough for you, fucking fire pit, I'm asleep.
It had been like around 9 when it got dark. It was starting to get enjoyable, where you know you don't want a raging fire, but just
no. I've always
like looking at a fire. Obviously, it's
something
human.
Magical and fucking relaxing and soothing about just watching a fire burn.
Yeah, but you're right though. For the fall time, you know, sipping some motherfucking pumpkin spice lattes. What up, MC Poopy Pants?
Yay! You didn't close the door!
Yeah, close enough.
There you go.
But
I'm guessing he does not like the nickname MC Poopy Pants.
Drinking some motherfucking pumpkin spice lattes.
Pumpkin spice lattes. You didn't want to go with like a nice cider or something?
No, actually, man... a nice mulled cider, warmed up. Oh,
you know,
so
it's funny. You know, over in England, hard cider, they just call cider.
It's just cider.
It's just cider over in Britain.
Actually, I'm pretty sure, because I've done research on it, it's hard cider is an American term.
Yeah.
We invented it.
No, it's funny, because I was listening to this one podcast for a while that was like, it was like face-punching Kevin Smith or face-punching Quentin Tarantino, something like that. We're basically... face punching, it was some term that they had over there. These fucking Irish people, there was their podcast, they're talking about Kevin Smith and Quentin Tarantino movies and cider, basically.
Nice.
Yeah, they were all about cider. And one of them was talking about, he came over here to America, he was driving around in the South. He's like, kept seeing signs for cider everywhere. He's like, oh, this is fucking fantastic. He's like, no, fucking Americans have. There's just fucking apple juice.
It's apple juice. It's
unpasteurized apple juice.
And that's only like a loose definition. Like some people just call pasteurized cider still cider. It's one of those terms. It's like just willy nilly changes from like here to there. So I don't really care for it.
Yeah, hard cider. Yeah, that's just strictly American. It's cider. Everywhere else is alcoholic.
Yeah, Dude, I really want to find a cure for my alcoholism so I could have a cider.
I know, bro.
Or a Guinness.
Dude, if I thought you could, it's just one of those things. If you drink some alcohol, you'll try to drink all the alcohol. Yeah. I mean, not just all the alcohol there. All the alcohol every fucking where.
Right. I'm going to...
You'll be like dump truck in fucking beer fest.
I'm gonna find a cure.
Find a cure for alcoholism.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Next, build a shelter. So, you know, it's a good time to get out there and practice your shelter building skills.
Okay. You've got building a shelter. You've got building a fire pit. You got an outdoor kitchen. You're pretty much trying to build a house outside your house.
It's... I'd like to spend some time outside in the nice weather, so...
You want to spend time outside on the inside.
You know, I know years ago we had talked about building like a
Waddle and Daub
like shelter or something.
Yeah, like that little, motherfucker, that Australian motherfucker on YouTube.
Primitive technology.
That was so fucking crazy watching that video. It was amazing though, watching him fucking build the house and then like fucking redo parts of it.
Yeah. I mean, so, just a little like shack.
Made
or something
that shit look easy. How many fucking rednecks did he have out there fucking themselves up with that shit?
Yeah. I, you know what? I even tried to water on Daub a little thing here and there, but fuck, dude. It's fuck. It's,
well, there's a reason. I mean, it's a skill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a... I mean, if it required no skill, they just call it a do.
Right. And there are other shelters. And, like Mike just said, though, it requires skill. And how do you get skill?
Practice.
Practice. You know, some of us have that mentality that if you know the theory, you can just go knock it out. But usually it doesn't work.
I know how to do a lot of shit in theory. Okay, but That doesn't mean that I'm going to fucking go out there and build your goddamn fucking shelter.
Right.
Because I don't. I'm a couch potato.
I mean, in theory, I know the chemicals that make up gunpowder. That doesn't mean I can actually make gunpowder.
Yeah. In theory, I know how to cause a nuclear reaction with a beer atom and a chisel.
In theory.
I love that movie when I was a kid. That was one of my favorites, Young Einstein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yahoo Serious.
What
the fuck happened to him?
You know, just a lean-to. There's all sorts of shelters you can build. And if you have a good, like, obviously where we're at, we can build semi-permanent shelters there and leave them up for a season or two.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking crazy. I mean, we are surrounded by a wonderland of fucking primitive building materials.
Right.
I mean, there's fucking red clay on my property. There's got fucking thousands of fucking trees of various different types out there.
I got to find some more pines to redo my roof with here.
You realize with the proper fucking skills and knowledge, you could go out into my fucking field and not starve to death.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you know how to fucking hunt and trap, and hell... If you know all the edible parts of a fucking pine tree, there's plenty of those down there.
Exactly.
And you won't get scurvy.
Right. You know what? I've recently heard that if you live on a meat-only diet, there's enough vitamin C in meat to not have scurvy.
Really?
Yeah.
Vitamin C in the meat.
Right.
If you say so, Broham.
You know what? Next up, goes right into it. Learn local wild edibles. So
I'm something of a psychic, a prophet, if you will.
You know, like it's all fine and good to have. I've got several wild edibles over there. The Forager's Harvest.
You've been wild edible books.
Wild edible books, yeah. I do have several wild edibles over there.
We're not just recommending going out and eating any goddamn thing you see that might look fucking edible. That's how you die.
Learn it, know it, test it, because it may be safe to eat, but you may personally be allergic to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, really learn, dedicate it, and find the local ones. You know, like, me knowing Ilex vomitorio grows rampant in Texas doesn't do me any good here in Tennessee. Which, actually, Ilex vomitoria, Yukon holly, grows pretty much all over the United States and Canada.
That's your favorite fucking nomenclatural name for any damn plant.
It's probably the only Latin name for a plant that I know off the top of my head.
Because it has vomit in it, bastard.
It can cause vomiting. And it's tasty. A listener sent me some before, and it makes a really good tea with caffeine in it. So, you know, like, here in mainland continental 48 states, we can't grow coffee beans.
No.
Unless you're some sort of permacultural god, here in the 48, you're not going to grow a coffee tree. You can grow Yupon holly, and it has a lot of caffeine in it. So I don't want to live through the apocalypse with no coffee. I have some stored. I need to store some more. I need green coffee beans. And I need to get some Yupon hollies back to the first thing on the string. I want to plant some Yupon holly here on the property. which looks kind of similar to a holly tree, but not. It's in the same family, but not. You won't mistake the two, really. And especially if you know what, there's a YouTube channel that you can watch called, Green Dean. Green Dean's channel. I'll find the link to it. He goes around and properly identifies a whole bunch of wild edibles, in nature. He'll walk off the curb and be like, oh, this is a motherfucking blah, 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 blah.
Green Dean.
Yeah. So, and I can't remember his channel. I don't know if he's even still producing content, but there's hundreds of videos he did do. So if he's not still making them,
they're still
there. Still have hundreds of videos to watch.
Yep.
And then, yeah, the Forager Harvest book is an excellent one to get. There are a few others, and I don't think I'm looking at my bookshelf, and I don't think it's in category to, I don't think The Complete Guide to Wild Edibles by somebody. Get a book, learn them, and then, get a Google map and then sort of pin locations around you. There's a raspberry field off the hiking path over there, and there's a fucking pawpaw tree down the way there. That way you know them, and then it's paycheck was short this week. I'm going to go gather some berries and, some wild lettuce and shit and make a salad and just, not pay for a few meals. Just walk around and gather the shit.
I mean, hell, if you can eat for free, why not?
Exactly.
Coming up next, set up rainwater catchment. Catchment? Is that a word?
Catchment, yes.
Catchment, okay.
It didn't underline it, did it?
No, it didn't, but it did underline rainwater.
Yeah. It wanted me to add a pronoun or something to it, a rainwater, the rainwater. No, it's just rainwater, fuck? Yeah. I need to put in, I still have work to do on the house. My bathroom's mostly done-ish. We've been showering in it for a while now. It's nice. Still need some work. It's a lot of squatting and stuff, but because it's a tiny bathroom. But putting in the those things, gutters. Putting in gutters so that the rainwater goes off of my roof and into my rain barrel. That's on the to-do list. And, for most people, if you set it up and maybe you're not necessarily using it for drinking, cleaning, bathing water, but you're watering your plants with it, that's less water that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
So.
Unless you're in Colorado.
Unless you're in, places, not just Colorado, but a few places.
Fucking shit.
And your plants will like that water more than municipal water.
Yeah.
It's what it wants.
Exactly. It's what plants crave.
So I need to get mine set up. You should get yours set up. You can do it for pretty ghetto cheaply.
Now, why are we hitting flea markets and yard sales?
Because they're going on now. And you can find some really great deals. So a lot of, I would say I don't know about you, Mike, but I do know about you. We both love a good deal.
Yeah.
We love a good bargain. So,
oh, fuck yeah.
And those are places you can find some great ones. I've seen both of us get some pretty good deals from a couple yard sales. We don't hit many, so our chances of finding good stuff are not as high as they could be.
But there's goddamn people that fucking just, they hit every fucking thing that you can, they could possibly find that plan trips around it.
I mean,
they'll drive around scouting signs.
It's a good way to get things that you need, camping gear. A lot of people buy camping gear, use it once, realize, fuck, I don't like this shit, and then sell it for stupid cheap.
Mm-hmm.
This may sound really bad and really sort of evil of me.
It is.
But if you look around and go to estate sales where people die,
yep.
A lot of times you can get really good medical supplies.
They can't take it with them.
They can't take it with them, and chances are they're in bad health and they're dying. So I've gotten, one time I went to a estate sale and the guy had something where he had bandages. I bought a whole shoebox full of Carelix bandages, which are $3 a piece for a roll of Carelix.
How much do you pay for them?
50 cents.
Fuck, that just reminds me, that box of fucking outdated supplements. I left it at my desk at work.
Oh, I was going to ask, did you bring it with you?
No, I'll bring it with me tomorrow.
I'm going to ask, do you know what the stuff is?
Just a bunch of different vitamins and things of that nature.
Okay.
There was one in there labeled prostate health.
I don't know that I need that one. Unless there's off-label use.
There was a little bottle of B6 vitamins in there. There's a bunch of different shit in there.
Yeah.
I figured it'd be worth a look.
It will be.
I mean, it's all expired. That's why they were just going to throw it away. So the people who I work with, they raided the box to an extent. There was still like half a box of shit. So, yeah, they were like, we're throwing this away. You can take the whole thing. I'm like, done and done.
Done and done, yeah. So, yeah, flea markets, good deals. Good time to stock up and, you know, just to get out there. You know what? I say now because, you know, summertime, fall, spring, that's when I like to do these things. Like, I remember a time when I was, like, I don't know, 7 or something, and my mom and my aunt went yard selling, and my aunt had, like, I don't know, like an old pickup truck with, like, a shell on the back. You know, like, you fall down the door, and then you pull up the shell thing, and you get back there?
Yeah.
They went yard selling in the winter. We sat in the back of that unheated shell like the kids did.
Who the fuck
does
a yard sale in the winter?
My fucking aunt and mom do.
What the?
And like our toes are freezing off because, you know, like the 80s, there is no child safety things. There's no belt buckles in the back of that truck.
No, of course there wasn't.
So yeah, that's lasted with me where it's like, you don't yard sale in the winter. You yard sale in the summer. Summer and spring, like fall doesn't feel like a yard sale time to me.
No, not really.
But yeah,
I've seen plenty of yard sales in the fall, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. Summer is when it seems like summer you should go, and there's more of them.
Spring makes the most sense because that's a lot of time. You know, people do their spring cleaning. They're getting all the junk out of the attic and out of the fucking garage.
Yeah,
they're like, we want to make room for new shit, so let's get rid of this old shit.
And summer because people are motherfucking procrastinators.
Pretty much.
So. That's all we've got. I think Mike is hungry and kind of rushed to the podcast.
I am hungry. All I've eaten today was a handful of pretzels.
I need to finish off. Like, it's mostly ready. I need to finish it off. And on that terrible disappointment.
Food is never a terrible disappointment, but that's it for, yeah. Other than that terrible disappointment. Yeah, I don't know how to end it without that now. For the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sickwin Burnett.
And remember, get the fuck out of your house and do some shit. Unless you're me, then I'll just watch you do it.
DIY to build an earthen oven. Use guys and make a piece of it for Couch Potato Mike to eat. Use guys.